WONY Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve. Decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Holding back, she said, shut up and dance with me. This woman.
Shut up and dance. That's Walk the Moon here at 90.9 FM. Hiya, hiya. Johnny G with you for another edition of Jukebox Journey. So glad you could join me today. I do hope you enjoyed our one day of spring on Monday. It was like, what, 65 degrees out? T-shirt, shorts. And then this morning, walking the dog, it's 14 degrees. Upstate New York. Gotta love it. But we are cruising through the month of March, thankfully. I mean, it's the day after St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully you had a good St. Patrick's Day. If you're celebrating a birthday today, March 18th, you're celebrating your big day with Mr. Wilson Pickett.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your
we'll be right back. I say, look, I know you don't want working guns in the house, but where we live, if somebody breaks in the middle of the night, unless the officer of the law is on our couch eating a sandwich, it's not going to end well for us. We need to be comfortable with firearms. We need to take the classes we need to take and get comfortable with this. She reluctantly agrees. So anyway, we go to the range. She shoots. She drops the gun. She goes, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to shoot another gun. I said, all right, new rules. If I'm not home and somebody breaks in, start talking to the guy about his health. Yeah, bring up his cholesterol, his blood pressure, you know. The stress of in the line of work he's in, his mom's probably not too happy about it. You know, guilt him out of the house. That's what I'm saying.
A bottle of whites, red. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family's fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever look so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the village green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans. Oh, you drop a dime in a box, play a song about New Orleans. Popular steadies and the king and the queen of the bum. Riding around with the car top down and the radio on. Nobody looks any finer. Oh, it's more of a hit at the Parkway Diner. We never knew we could want more than that out of life. Sure, Fender and Eddie would always know how to survive. Oh. Still going steady in the summer of 75. When they decided the marriage would be at the end of July, everyone said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Oh, but there we were waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye. Oh, oh, oh. Well, they got an apartment with deep park carpets and a couple of paintings from Sears. Bought a bed that they bought with the bread they saved for a couple of years. But they started to fight when the money got tight, and they just didn't count on the tears. But you can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. Brenda and Eddie had had it already by the summer of 75. From the height
carry the load to the end of the show for the rest of their lives. Couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. Oh, and that's all I heard about Brenda Renee. Can't tell you more because I told you already. And here we are waving Brenda Renee to goodbye.
Rolling Stone magazine ranked that as the 324th greatest song of all time from the album The Stranger, which is turning 50 next year. Hard to believe. I remember when that album came out and he was touring that summer and a friend of ours got tickets to go see him at the Nassau Coliseum. And we get to the Coliseum, we find our seats. They're behind the stage, like first, second row, I can't remember. And of course, we're giving our friend a hard time about the seats. But if you've ever been to a Billy Joel concert, he spends as much time in the front of the audience, the sides and the back. I mean, it's just an incredible show. And yesterday, I came across something that was kind of interesting about Billy Joel. You know, I love to read biographies about musicians, artists, things like that. And a lot of times, they just don't give themselves enough credit for what they do. And I think, man, if I had like one-tenth the talent that you have, I'd be ecstatic. But last summer, July 2025, Billy Joel did a podcast with Bill Maher. I believe it was down in Florida. And I listened to this. I'm like, how could he even doubt himself? Here, make sure I got this turned up. Give a listen.
If I could write a song as good as Wichita Lineman that Jimmy Webb also wrote,
that's on
I'd
this,
be a very happy man.
It's a, that's in here somewhere, Wichita Lineman.
Wichita Lineman? Yeah, I was 68? Looking,
yes, I was looking at it here somewhere recently. I saw it. I don't care. I'm not going to look at all.
Gorgeous song.
Yeah. I mean, you don't think you've written a song as good as Wichita Lineman?
No.
Oh, stop it. Like, why do you
I
think,
tried. There's why, a song called
that's
Stop
such
in Nevada.
Bullshit.
I was trying to write.
Love for Stop in Nevada.
I was trying to write Wichita Lineman.
Well,
I was thinking Midwestern guy climbing a telephone pole with the barren fields of Kansas. And, you know, how do you evoke that? How do I write that?
What do you want to?
I am a lineman for the county. And I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita line. still on the line. A small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I'd need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Supertramp here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're along to Jukebox Journey. Got to do a shout out right now to Kristen in Tuckahoe. Don't you know? Wants a little Rebel Yell.
last night I've been dancing, came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it excites, pray help from the Yeah.
Rush Limelight here at 90.9 FM, and their tour will begin soon. And, man, from what I heard, tickets are cha-ching. So, but people are going out there scooping them up, so good for them. Hey, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and even if you're not Irish, everybody's a little Irish on the 17th of March. And I waited all day to hear a certain song. I didn't hear it, so I got to play it now. And it came out in 1977, and it was written by one of the Beatles. He had moved to Scotland in 1966, and him and his wife owned a farm called High Park Farm. And it was located on the Kintyre Peninsula in Scotland. And he was just taken back by the beauty that he wrote this song. And I don't know. I guess I'm a fool for any song that has bagpipes in it. The song became a big hit. It was the first UK single to sell over 2 million copies. And in 1977, it was the number one Christmas song. It does include the Campbell Belltown Pipe Band. I hope you like it.
My desire is always to be on the Mull of Kintyre. Far have I traveled and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green. The sun sets on fire as he casts
tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers glow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mulligan time.
My wife said to me, she goes, hypothetically, she likes to do those. She goes, hypothetically, if we had an intruder in our home, would you be able to protect our family? And I'm like, hypothetically, yes. I could do anything hypothetically. She's like, Gary, it's very important for me to feel secure that you'd be able to protect us. What makes you think you could do it? And I'm like, I would have an adrenaline rush under that circumstance, and that would help me defeat the intruder. And she's like, that makes me feel much better. Well, what I didn't tell her is that the intruder would also have an adrenaline rush. And his would be way better than mine. He'd kill us in seconds. Plus, I know my body. In that situation, it would not even pump adrenaline. It would pump estrogen. I get it. My wife, she wants a man who makes her feel safe. And that makes two of us.
Cyndi Lauper here on Jukebox Journey, just reminding us, after all these years, girls just want to have fun. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you. Hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon. I came across an article, and it talks about, did you ever go to a restaurant, and they don't give you a menu? Instead, you sit down, there's a QR code, and you have to scan the code, and menu pops up on your phone. I'm like, you know, if I walk into a restaurant and there's no menu, I'm out of there. Sorry, but I'm old school. I'd like to hold it in my hand and look, you know. And speaking about that, my wife and I went to Proctor's over the weekend to see a Cyndi Lauper production, Kinky Boots. And, you know, out of all the years that we've been going, I always enjoyed getting the billboard and I read it from cover to cover. It was just, you know, a lot of information. And the tickets, I would always take the tickets and pin them up to my wall. Now you got to scan a QR code and the tickets on your phone. So I really can't pin the phone to my wall anymore. And then for the billboard, we got a piece of paper. It says Kinky Boots on one side, and you scan it, the QR code on the other side, and then you get the billboard. I'm like, okay, sorry, but I'm not going to read that. So, but the show was great. If you ever get a chance, go see Kinky Boots. And
that makes two.
Oops, hold on. Running into my technical difficulties. Okay. If you ever get a chance, go see it. So this was the last song that was played at the show, and I've never been to a show where everybody walked out and they were just so happy. So I got to do a shout out to my wife. I think you'll like this one.
My way, you were there to see me through. Now let's hold and lend some love and do the same for you.
Be your fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live fire. Celebrate you to elevate you when you struggle to stand. We'll take a helping hand if you hit the dust. Let me raise you up when you're bubble.
Much heart in anything before. You strut into my life and help me go for something more. Now I stand up for myself. Now I stand out from the crowd. Now I'm standing on high heels. If Dad could see me now.
Be the fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live fire. Celebrate you to elevate you when you struggle.
Are you saying you'd like to take me out?
Yes.
Are you saying that you and Nicola are through?
Yes.
Are you saying that you are actually available?
Yes.
And you still like girls?
Yes.
Carry on!
Feed your fire.